Oh, but you'll stay. Exxon takes this special occasion to state, you're the best in the business. Exxon wants you dealers to know how you rate. You're the best in the business. You keep Exxon moving. You are the reason we grow. You keep Exxon moving. You are the best we've ever known. Exxon's proud of what you are doing today. You're the best in the business. You're on top where Exxon would like you to stay. You're the best in the business, tops in our profession. You are the best in the land, our distinct impression. You're in control, you're in command. You're the best in the business. You're the best in the business, tops in our profession. You are the best in the land, our distinct impression. You're in control, you're in command. Treating every customer as number one. Keep you first in the business. Treating every customer second to none. Keep you first in the business. That's the way to do it. Treating the customers right. That's the way to view it. Treat him right. Future's bright. Exxon takes this special occasion to state. You're the best in the business. Exxon wants you dealers to know how you rate. You're the best in the business. You keep Exxon moving. You are the reason we grow. You keep Exxon moving. You are the best we've ever known. Exxon knows you're the biggest, the boldest, the best. It's true, the best in the business. The best in the business. The best in the business.
You know what? When I'm in San Francisco, I listen to Radio Valencia. It's the best. Don't you ever forget it. Now, let's go to the phones. We have a Mrs. Ellen Berman on the phone. Hello? Hello, Mrs. Berman. Would you mind turning down your radio? That's better, Mrs. Berman. Who do you think is our first mystery primal? Oh, I'm afraid Leonard Bernstein is incorrect. Thank you, Mrs. Berman. Mr. Melendez, is it? All right, Mr. Melendez. And who is our first mystery primal? Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Helen Hayes was the answer to one of last week's mystery primals. Too bad, Mr. Melendez. Melendez, better luck next time. So far, nobody has guessed the identity of any of our screamers. So that means that the jackpot is still up for grabs. Our switchboard tells me that several people have called up to suggest Pablo Picasso. Now, Picasso is dead. I should tell you right now that all of our mystery primals are alive today. All right, I have Mr. Arthur Chapin on the phone. Mr. Chapin, who would you say is mystery primal number one? Go on, Mr. Chapin, take a stab at it. No, Mr. Wait a minute, Mr. Chapin, are you changing your answer in midstream or what? I take it your final answer is Lawrence Durrell. And it's wrong, Mr. Chapin. The poet Lawrence Durrell is...
my friend Alan.
I am Business King Baby. I am you as a child. And you? You are no longer Business King Bill.
I am the Wizard of Duluth. I am the business. There is no more business. You are just Bill. I am the ultimate multitasker. I can multitask forever.
Do not listen. He is the deceiver of souls.
You said I'm no longer Business King Bill?
No.
Then who am I?
Thank you. line too, so thank you for the opportunity to think about screening. As I listened to you on Monday night, I thought, that's not me, I won't scream. And yet after a day's reflection, I think, well, is it?
Being given the freedom to scream has the possibility of releasing a lot of untouched, darkened areas of our soul.
Anyway, as an adult, I certainly only remember screaming twice, and that's both the moments of my two children's birth. These screams were not premeditated both times. They completely took me by surprise and just kind of ripped out of me at the point of their bodies coming through my body.
I think screaming is used in a particular way with champagne. I've seen during childbirth women together screaming as loudly, if not more loudly, than the woman who's giving birth.
But for the person who's doing it for the first time, you don't realize that you're about to scream. I had some wonderful births. Me along with the power of my prayer. They involved me thinking about as much as you can think in labor, because it's a process which grips your body with such intense periods of pain and then such wonderful respite that you go into a kind of non-rational, deeply explorative journey of yourself meeting this powerful natural force. My meditations while I was in childbirth tended to link me with my own mother, who'd had children, who'd had me, with women around the world who were having babies at that time, or who've had babies through time. I realized that that experience cuts across social barriers, cuts across all of history as an experience shared by women. And it seemed a very incredible rite of passage as it was happening. As the birth neared its completion and the baby's head came out, the time for me seemed to go into slow motion. I had felt previously like a kind of peasant lying in a ditch, just sort of enjoying this wonderful sensation of my body, just naturally doing what it needed to do to make this birth occur. And suddenly the feeling that I was about to explode with anticipation, and when the child came through my whole vagina, seemed to just scream out with, some people call it orgasmic pleasure. I think it's much more than a sexual act. It's this whole anticipation, this whole rite of passage as you realize the end, some new life is entering history.